Welcome back. This is the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm Bob Harris along with Scott Sorum. This is Nighttime Live, and we're going to the movies tonight. There is a new motion picture that is out on DVD coming up on April the 29th, which has already passed, but also coming up on May the 6th as well, and on VOD. And joining us right now is the director of the suspense-filled motion picture, and I'm going to try to get this right here now, Rudolf Buitendijk. Right, Rudolph?
Yes, well done. That's great. Thanks, Bob.
I should mention, folks, you're gonna hear the accent. It almost sounds like Ernie Els. You're from South Africa, right?
I am from South Africa. That's right. I spent 15 years in London, but it hasn't tempered my slightly South African accent.
when you made quite the trek, you know, to the England, Europe, and then now over here to the United States. What caused the ball rolling for you as far as getting into the movies?
You know, I grew up with my favorite films as a kid, and at one point realized that's what I wanted to do. So went to film school in South Africa and somehow made my way to London, and then somehow ended up in Los Angeles directing my first feature film, which is Dark Arts that you just mentioned.
The motion picture, by the way, is really, really interesting because you do... Well, first of all, maybe we should give the folks a little format of what exactly the movie is about, okay?
Yeah, so Dark Arts is about a struggling artist called Colson who thinks he's found the perfect muse in his life, and she's a singer called Fran. As so often happens in these neo-noir stroke thrillers, the romance spirals out of control. And pretty soon he's not just painting with oil, he's also painting with blood, and it goes downhill from there. But it's an exciting thrill ride.
I think the term used is foreshadowing. I think you used that at least three, maybe four times in the movie. That's not used a lot in motion pictures anymore, is it?
That's true. It's we made it for the kids of today, so it's a hit film. But at the same time, there is a nod to Hitchcock, and there's a nod to David Lynch, and you know, it's an old-fashioned noir at heart.
Mm-hmm. What about the cast? Did it take a while to cast these folks that you wanted in the film?
It did. You know, it was a long journey, but we found some amazing people. It was a pretty low-budget film. And so, you know, the real sort of, let's say the real A-lists were slightly out of our league, but then we found this wonderful young cast and they're very much on the up and up. And, you know, we got Lucas Till from the X-Men movies, Kyle Schmidt, who is about to go big, Sonia Kinski, the daughter of, Nastasha Kinski, Rachel Blanchard, who's just done Fargo, speaking of Fargo, the new TV series, and Goran, who people will know from ER. He was the good doctor in ER. And then, of course, Juliet Landau from the Buffy the Vampire and Angel series. So a great little ensemble cast for an independent film.
By the way, we're talking about Fargo, the woman who plays that part you're talking about. She is actually Lester Nygaard's sister-in-law. So if you can picture her, the blonde lady, that's who we're talking about here on KFGO tonight.
And she was just, I just saw her last week, and she was telling me about filming for the Fargo series at minus 48 degrees. I went, whoa.
I bet
you guys are used to that.
I bet you said, yeah, let's do that next time.
That's right. I'm sitting in very hot California, so yeah, bring it on.
That was one thing I was going to mention. You really don't, obviously, you just mentioned you didn't have the big time artists, but you didn't have the small ones as well. You do really have some great, this cast was really up and coming. I think you had a great pick here.
I think so, and it was so excited working with them. You know, they gave it their all, and for a lot of them, you know, independent film is still where you can really express yourself and have a bit more time with an understanding director rather than, you know, let's roll, the studios are waiting, you know. And So I think I got lucky.
There is, as you mentioned, Fran, the character of Fran, Sonia Kinski. I was, when I saw her, I thought of this, I don't know why, but I thought right away, did you have to put that tattoo on every day, or is that something that was there forever?
Oh, well spotted. No, it was a little bit of a nightmare because, actually, just having mentioned the temperatures, you know, that tattoo would get applied in the mornings, and by midday, Sonia kind of, you know, build up a sweat from being under the lights, and that tattoo would start to fade, and we'd have to touch it up, but I'm sure viewers will pick it up when they see the film. It was very much a homage to Nastasha with that infamous picture with the big snake that everyone remembers from the 70s magazine spreads. And I thought that she looks so much like her mum. I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to play with that idea in a slightly abstract way?
We are talking with, I'm going to try this again now, keep your fingers crossed, Rudolf Buendach. And he is the director of the new movie called Dark Hearts. By the way, can you explain, we know what DVD is. What does VOD mean? Video on demand?
VOD, it means video on demand, which basically means that all over the U.S., if you have a fast enough internet connection, you can stream the movie from iTunes or Amazon or Hulu. There's so many these days, but the film is available on quite a few of these online platforms and a bit like listening to digital radio. People can just watch it digitally on their computer.
We have to take just a brief break. We'll be back with more, and we'll talk more about Dark Hearts in just a moment with Rudolf here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. We're back. The movie is called Dark Hearts, and it is out on DVD right now. It's going to be on video on demand on May the 6th. And Rudolf, here we go once again now. I have to. I've wrote you down now in like fanatical way. Fanatical. Buendach. There we go.
You know,
you could tell me your last name. I could repeat it 1,000 times and then get to the interview and still pronounce it wrong.
Listen, my wife still gets it wrong after 15 years of marriage. Don't worry.
one of the villains in the movie, by the way. I when I first saw him, I had this thought: is that Dennis Farina? But no, it was a different guy. And do you, you know, the bad guys, they're special people to pick out for these movies, aren't they?
That's right. And Goran Vishnik, who plays our special bad guy, actually, he was attracted to playing the bad guy role because he was always known as the good doctor from ER. And even in a pretty dark film recently, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, he plays a good guy. He plays the agent for a room in the past. And so he was attracted to play a bad guy, and he's got a big physique. He's very well built, and same with his sidekick, played by an actor called Oscar Best. And they just made a great team. And I think bad guys are always the most fun. So that's right.
Do they have a little more leeway when it comes to a director as far as being bad? Is maybe something they think of offhand?
Yeah, I like actors who improvise and who bring their own ideas. And originally, I had a certain take on the character, which was a little bit more of a cowboy kind of character, walking around with a hat and carrying a whip. And Goran underplayed him. Thanks, I think he saved me from embarrassment there. And but came up with, for instance, this wonderful idea that Armand, as he's called in the film, is always chewing on these pumpkin seeds, and when you see it, it's actually just subtly disturbing, and it works very well. You know, imagine someone chewing tobacco and instead the sort of pumpkin seeds that constantly need to be spat out. And it was fun. He had fun with the role.
By the way, Armand had a beautiful car in that movie of yours.
Yeah, it's funny. We used to, you'll remember them, the beautiful Lincoln Continental with the suicide doors, as they call them. And of course, as soon as we shoot Dark Hearts, this car is suddenly an entourage, and this car is everywhere you look. But that's the way it goes.
Let me ask you about, there is a lot of music in your movie in the background. Is it, tell us about your perspective as far as how you're picking out the movies, or maybe that's not even your job. Tell me about that.
I was lucky. I had a wonderful music supervisor called Bruce Lamkov, and we had shared a taste in music, and between us, we shared that responsibility. I also have a friend, a very talented keyboardist and horn player called Gabe McNair, and he plays in the band called No Doubt, and then he was keen to do a song for the film, and then he partnered up with Shirley Manson from Garbage, so suddenly I had this wonderful theme song that's a collaboration between Garbage and No Doubt, and that was the Dark Hearts track. And then, you know, one thing leads to another, and then we also have music from Green Around. His other band is Pussifer with Maynard, and a friend of mine, Richard Strange, who teamed up with the guitarist from The Who, and it just, we just got a Paul Oakenfold, the wonderful DJ, did an original track for us, and an up-and-coming band from South Africa called the Parlatones as well. So suddenly, we just suddenly had seven or eight songs from really great artists, and it just came together.
By the way, I did notice on the credits, did Firuza Balk do a song there too?
I forgot about Firuza, and Firuza was very interested in playing the part that Juliet Landau ended up playing, but because of scheduling conflicts and all these things, Firuza couldn't play the part, but she actually had this wonderful song that she contributed, and it's a song called Stormwinds, and Firuza performs it with David Jay from the band Love and Rockets and Bauhaus, and it's actually one of my favorite tracks from the film.
In my heart, which is not dark, by the way, in my heart, I think Firuza, really, as far as an actress, never gets quite the credit she deserves.
I agree. She is just phenomenal. From that role as the neo-Nazi supporter in American History X, just phenomenal, and that wonderful rock film that I forget the name, but the Cameron Crowe film. But she is really wonderful and a wonderful person too. I really enjoyed hanging out with her a bit.
Yeah, I think I first saw her in a movie called The Craft, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right, one of the witches in The Craft. That's right.
Well, this is a great movie. I mean, I really enjoyed it. Now, like I say, when you see the foreshadowing, I am using the proper term, right? When they go back to their younger days, I mean that'll shock you. That'll be a surprise what you see those kids do. And I don't think I'm giving anything away there.
No, not at all. And thank you so much. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, what's next up on the agenda here for you there, Rudolph?
So if you thought Dark Hearts was dark, I'm about to finish editing on my third film now, and it's a film called Selling Isabel. And it's a true story about sex trafficking, a very hot topic at the moment. And it's a film that was written with the victim. And it's just a cautionary tale for women and kind of an important film. So I'm very excited about presenting that one to the world when it's ready. That's my next baby.
Have you got a timetable on that?
We should have it ready in about 3 months' time. And then we're hoping to hit the slew of festivals that's coming up.
Hey, don't forget, by the way, Fargo has a film festival. And it
happens
every first weekend in March.
So we should be ready for that one, and I really, that'll be my chance to come and visit. Definitely try and make that deadline.
That'll be great. By the way, there was one more question I've had written in the corner here I forgot to ask. You do have some blood in this movie, and I was supposed to ask you, what did you use?
We had an Academy nominated makeup person who has his own special. He's called Barney Burnham, and he has his own special recipe. So unfortunately, I'm not sure, but it's not food coloring and syrup as the cheap guys uses.
Oh, so it's really it's kind of like Coca-Cola or the Kentucky Fried Chicken's special recipe. You can't give it out. All right.
In fact, we used three different kinds because there's the kind that takes to the skin. And then there's the kind that our artist had to paint with. And the actual film makeup blood, of course, just wouldn't stick to the canvas. So the art department had their own blood and the makeup department had their own blood.
It is a dark movie, but in a couple of places you might get a little bit of a giggle out of there too. But it is a good movie, and I really appreciate you taking time with us, Rudolph, for joining us here tonight here on KFGO, and continued success, and welcome to America. How many years you been in the country now?
3 years now.
3 years. Well, yeah, that's not all that long. I'm glad you found your niche here in America and making your movies. I appreciate that.